Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your practical briefing on artificial intelligence. It is Wednesday, September 2nd, 2026. Today's theme is proportional control. Frontier AI is splitting into capability tiers. The same intelligence may be broadly available for ordinary work, restricted for cybersecurity or life sciences, surrounded by enterprise controls, or embedded in a specialized scientific system. The challenge is to match access and authority to the real capability while preserving evidence about what the system did. Our first story is Anthropic's new model release. Anthropic has introduced Claude Fable 5.1 and Claude Mythos 5.1. The company says they use the same underlying model but have different safeguards and access rules. Fable is generally available. Mythos is limited to trusted access programs for advanced cybersecurity and life sciences work. Anthropic reports that Fable 5.1 scored 52.6% on terminal bench science, compared with 24.7% for Fable 5 in its setup. It also reports 73.4% on Cursor Bench 3.2. Anthropic estimates typical token build workloads will cost 25% less because cache reads are cheaper. It says savings may reach roughly 45% on some agentic workloads. Those are vendor benchmarks and estimates. Real workloads need their own evaluation with the actual tools, policies, latency, and budget. The access distinction is especially important. Fable can help identify software vulnerabilities, but it redirects exploit development and some penetration testing work. Mythos gives vetted users more permissive access. Anthropic also reports fewer false positive interventions for benign cyber work than its previous safeguards. But the company acknowledges that the model can still sometimes bypass approvals and automatic mode classifiers. That means the application must own authorization. Upgrading a model should never silently grant new credentials, network access, or write permissions. Long-running tasks need scoped identities, action budgets, checkpoints, and reviewable artifacts. Model capability and application authority are different variables. Our second story is OpenAI's forthcoming Astra model. OpenAI says Astra is the first model it has classified at the critical cybersecurity capability threshold under its preparedness framework. The company defines that threshold as the ability, with suitable tools and access, to identify previously unknown vulnerabilities and develop attacks against hardened systems without step-by-step human direction. OpenAI says it delayed parts of Astra's development and release while strengthening protections. It reports a perfect score on Exploit Bench, strong results on a private set of 20 recently disclosed high-severity vulnerabilities, and 2 zero-day discoveries during an evaluation exploit chain. In expert-led testing, OpenAI says Astra produced a browser-to-host compromise and a local privilege escalation chain on a hardened operating system. These claims make the safeguard question concrete. There are two risk paths. A malicious user may deliberately ask the model to attack a target, or a model may take an unauthorized action while pursuing an otherwise allowed goal. OpenAI describes model refusals, system classifiers, risk-based access, reasoning monitoring, and automatic stops. It reports that Astra refused 91.5% of requests in one cyber jailbreak evaluation, compared with 59% for GPT-5.6 Sol. No refusal rate is perfect. OpenAI also warns that additional checks can interrupt legitimate work. Critical capability should trigger operational requirements, not become a marketing badge. Verify the user and purpose. Record target authorization. Restrict network destinations. Use audited workspaces. Provide rapid incident response. Root new vulnerabilities through coordinated disclosure. Apply these controls during internal training and evaluation, not only after public release. Our third story is Microsoft's updated Responsible AI governance approach. Microsoft's third transparency report describes a revised standard organized around models, platform services, applications, and the company's role in each layer. The approach combines requirements that always apply with scenario-specific controls that can evolve. For agents, Microsoft highlights identities, tool permissions, and action monitoring. It also describes tools for automated red teaming, agent evaluation, repeatable regression tests, policy checking, and runtime intervention. The useful shift is from one pre-launch review to continuous governance. An agent's risk changes when a connector is added. It changes when memory retention changes. It changes when a tool receives write access, a data source is connected, or a sandbox gains network reach. The model can remain identical while the system becomes much more powerful. Version the full agent manifest. Model, inference settings, instructions, tools, scopes, data sources, policies, evaluators, and runtime. Run regression tests whenever any component changes. Use canary releases. Keep policy logs outside the agent's writable environment. Convert confirmed incidents into permanent tests with named owners. Govern the deployment graph, not only the model name. Our final story uses an eye for environmental monitoring. Google Research and NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory have published MAPLEMIT, pronounced MAPLEMIT. It is a vision transformer system that detects, measures, outlines, and estimates the source of methane plumes in hyperspectral satellite observations. The EMIT instrument aboard the International Space Station records hundreds of bands of light. Methane has a spectral signature, but varied terrain can resemble that signature and create false detections. The model uses spectral information and spatial context to distinguish a windblown plume from the background and to separate overlapping emissions. The team faced a data problem. Millions of labeled real methane plumes do not exist. So they generated 3.6 million physics-based synthetic plumes and injected them into real satellite scenes. The simulations varied emissions, terrain, and atmospheric dispersion. Google reports 84% recall on expert annotated plumes and about 50% more plausible detections than an existing reference set across roughly 1,100 satellite scenes. It also reports detecting plumes at 24 of the 25 highest emitting landfills examined. High sensitivity creates false positive risk, especially over complex terrain. The release data therefore includes confidence information and spectral fit evidence. Google has also released the train model, synthetic data, inference library, Earth Engine datasets, and a visualization app. That is the right architecture for scientific detection. The model proposes a candidate and supporting evidence. A responsible operator decides whether to investigate and how to attribute the source. Preserve the raw observation, preprocessing, model version, plume mask, enhancement estimate, source uncertainty, confidence, human review, and any ground verification. Do not turn a probabilistic source estimate directly into an accusation or penalty. Evaluate by terrain, atmosphere, season, plume size, and instrument conditions. Track missed detections separately from incorrect source attribution. Across today's stories, control follows context. Anthropic separates general and trusted access around one underlying model. OpenAI applies a critical threshold and plans a restricted cyber rollout. Microsoft organizes governance across the entire agent lifecycle. Google publishes scientific detections with confidence and supporting artifacts. The difficult balance is precision. Weak controls allow misuse and unintended action. Overly broad controls block defenders, scientists, and ordinary users. Evaluation must measure both missed harms and blocked legitimate work. Tier the capability. Scope the authority. Preserve evidence from prediction to action. Now it is time for the quiz lightning round. Question 1. What is the relationship between Claude Fable 5.1 and Mythos 5.1? Is it A, they are unrelated models from different companies? B, they share an underlying model but use different safeguards and access? C, Mythos is a smaller offline-only model? Or D, Fable is available only to cybersecurity researchers? The answer is B. Anthropic describes the same underlying model with broadly available Fable and trusted access Mythos. Question 2. What does OpenAI's critical cybersecurity threshold imply about Astra? Is it A, it can only explain public documentation? B, with tools and access, it can find and exploit unknown flaws in hardened systems with limited human guidance? C, it is guaranteed never to take unauthorized action? Or D, it needs no deployment safeguards? The answer is B. The threshold describes advanced autonomous vulnerability discovery and attack capability. Question 3. Why must agent governance continue after launch? Is it A, risk changes when tools, memory, permissions, data, or runtime configuration changes? B, only model names affect risk? C, pre-launch tests cover every future integration? Or D, production monitoring cannot reveal failures? The answer is A, an unchanged model can behave differently when its surrounding authority and environment change. Question 4. Why did MAPL emit use millions of simulated methane plumes? Is it A, satellite instruments cannot observe light? B, a sufficiently large labeled set of real plumes was unavailable? C, synthetic data eliminates false positives? Or D, real satellite scenes were excluded? The answer is B, physics-based simulations supplied varied labels and were injected into real satellite scenes. Question 5. What principle connects today's four stories? Is it A, every user should receive maximum capability and authority? B, controls should scale with capability and preserve evidence for verification? C, benchmarks replace operational testing? Or D, the model should enforce every safety boundary by itself? The answer is B, capability tiers, scoped access, continuous controls, confidence, and evidence support proportional governance. That concludes today's quiz lightning round. Tier the capability. Scope the authority. Preserve the evidence. Thanks for listening to the Code Mingle AI podcast.